You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews. On all social media platforms as well. I might have said that twice. Follow radio station. If I didn't say that one, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Hope you all are doing well. Happy get over the hump day to you. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. And the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people can get their pearly whites and keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 workers out there, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well, and all my front and rear loan truck drivers too. All right. I can't help but have a little bit of pep in my voice. I can't help but have a little bit of pep in my step this morning because the Atlanta Braves, they came up clutch for us last night, y'all. 5-1 victors over the New York Mets, and they got a little help last night as well. I'll explain that in just a minute. But most importantly, they took care of business against the New York Mets. As I told you, 5-1 win over the Mets. And look, you got what you needed from your stars. You got big games from people you expected big games from. Money Mike, I mean, how about it? A triple shy of the cycle, three hits, one being a solo shot, And he makes a great catch, diving catch on, how about Ron Acuña Jr.'s little brother, Luis Angel Acuña. He tries to get a hit, and Michael Harris says, nah, that might have dropped for your brother, but it ain't dropping here for you, big fella. He robs Ron Acuña Jr.'s little brother, and he was absolutely outstanding yesterday, Money Mike was. You needed a big game out of him, you got it. And he really has been hot over the last maybe month and some change, maybe even a little bit longer, but Money Mike has been really, really good. And I have a stat for you on Money Mike, too, that I'm going to bring up here for you in a second. Then we'll talk about Spencer Schwellenbach, who was also outstanding last night. But Money Mike, he has 13 hits in his last five games. And as I told you, made a diving catch in center field to rob Luis Angel Acuña, the rookie for the Mets. And again, Ronald Acuña Jr.'s little brother. But Spencer Schwellenbach, he does what he has to do plus some last night. Spencer Schwellenbach ends up going seven innings, only gives up one. All right, let me start here. Seven innings, only gives up three hits, one run, one walk, four strikeouts. One of the hits was a home run, and that was how the Mets got their sole run. I mean, this dude is legit. Absolutely legit. In the morning shift, had John Smoltz on yesterday. Shout out to the Steakhouse. They had Brian Snicker on, and both of those guys, Snicker and Smoltz, knew that Spencer Schwellenbach was going to be ready for this moment, and he absolutely did not disappoint. I mean, he just seemed like he had control of the game throughout the entirety of his start, and he didn't miss a beat. He looked like he was in his element. He did not look like he was overwhelmed by the moment or anything. So, shout out to Spencer Schwellenbach, absolutely getting the job done last night. And then we can't forget about the Big Bear, because if the Big Bear needed to deliver a big fly at any point in time, it was last night. He did just that. His 39th home run for the season. And now the Braves only trail the Mets by one game in the National League wildcard playoff race with five games left. Braves are now at 87-71. The Mets, 87-70. The Braves are now at 86-71. Mets are at 87-70. That math wouldn't work, would it? The 87-71 team is the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I told you earlier that the Braves got a little help last night as well. They helped themselves, and they got a little help. Well, that's because the Arizona Diamondbacks got beat by the San Francisco Giants last night, 11-0. How about the Giants playing a little bit of spoiler for the Braves, because the Giants, they are eliminated. They have nothing left to play for. Harsh truths, harsh realities, but it is what it is. But they came up and helped out the Braves beat the Diamondbacks 11-0 yesterday. So now, don't look now, but the Diamondbacks only lead the Braves by a half a game in the wild card hunt. So the Braves right now in pretty good position. They only trail the Diamondbacks by half a game, as I just told you, for the final wild card spot. That's for wild card spot number three, the last wild card spot. And they only trail the Mets by a game for actually the second wild card spot. Now, the Padres did clinch a playoff spot. So you got three teams at the moment, the Braves, the Mets, and the Diamondbacks playing for two spots. So that is the outlook right now for the wild card, because the Padres did clinch a wild card spot last night with their 4-2 win over the Dodgers. So, look, the Braves came up clutch, got the win that they needed, and winning the first game is huge. One, because, again, you really had to have it, and then it just gives you all the momentum that you need for the rest of the series. Now, I don't know in this scenario, just because you really need to sweep the Mets. But even if you just end up winning the series and you end up just being one game back of the Mets, it does take a little bit of pressure off of the Braves. Just an ounce maybe of pressure off the Braves because, again, it's still better off if you sweep them. But it does take an ounce of pressure off the Braves to know, all right, we got game one. Now, if we at least win one of these next two, we're in okay position. Not great, probably not even good, but you're in okay position to still make a run of the postseason for the final three games. Now, speaking of the next two games, we'll see if they can get done. I think tonight may be okay, but there is a tropical storm slash hurricane, I think. Tropical Storm Helen, I think they're calling it, is headed for the Atlanta area on Wednesday and Thursday, and that could make it difficult to get these next two games done, and it could potentially force a makeup situation for next Monday, one day after the regular season is scheduled to conclude. The Mets, they're supposed to start a series against Milwaukee on Friday, and the Braves scheduled to host the Royals. So there could be a situation, depending on the weather, and Weatherman Dylan is going to put his hat on for you here in just a second and give me the latest, but there could be a situation where and I'm watching the highlights of the Braves game now, Money Mike, he had that little dance after he got the first RBI and drove in the first run, but need that little dance, that was funny. Anywho, there could be a situation where the Braves and Mets might have to pick this series up after this game if they can't get tonight in Thursday night's game in, and they might have to come back to it. And that would absolutely be something, wouldn't it? You can't finish a series that ultimately decides whether or not you make the postseason, and you got to pause that, go play three other games that are going to be, again, very much important against the Royals because of, you know, you still want to keep pace with the Mets and the Diamondbacks. But then you come back to play the team that directly is above you if you have to pick things up with the Mets, and that's how you end the season. I mean, that would be pretty crazy if that has to happen. So as far as what the weather outlook looks like, it's not looking good. 80% chance of rain today starting at, rain could start as early as noon, 30% chance at noon, and it goes all the way up to 60% at 8 o'clock, 60% at 9, 65% chance from 10 p.m. all the way up until 4 a.m., and then it just drops to 60%. So there could be some rain coming in today, and that could make this series hard to finish. And there's so 80% chance of rain today, 85% chance of rain tomorrow. So we could very much be looking at a situation where the Braves, again, may not get to finish these two games. And you have to, like I just told you, pick this series up on Monday and finish out the series against the Mets. And those two games would definitely be playoff-like for sure. And I do wonder, when it, just to close out and put a bow on this whole weather fiasco that we might be facing, I do wonder, because the league knows the magnitude of these games, that if it even looks like it's going to rain, do they even try to start the game tonight? Do they even try to start the game on Thursday if rain looks imminent? Or do they try to maybe get through these games and go at least get through five innings and call it a complete game so they can keep the playoff schedule somewhat on time? That, to me, that second option of trying to get the games in and trying to get five innings in, with the magnitude of these games that the Braves and Mets are playing, I don't know if that necessarily feels fair to me, because you want to make sure you can get a full nine in. So I do wonder how the league is going to handle this. If they're going to be like, no, if we can't get the full game in, we're not even going to want to start it. Or if they're like, we'll try to get as much as we can in because we do want to try and start our postseason on time. And if we can get 5 innings in on Wednesday, 5 innings in on Thursday, then that's what we're going to do. And we'll call it that. So I am very curious to see how the league handles the tropical storm that's heading toward Atlanta and wonder how they let that affect the series. So a lot going on right now for the Braves while they're trying to get into the postseason, and they helped themselves a lot last night, but they still got plenty of work to do. They got to deal with a tropical storm heading this. The weather might make things very much wonky in the ATL, but big win for the Braves last night. 5-1 victory over the New York Mets. Spencer Schwellenbach again. Hats off to you, Schwelly. You did what you had to do. You got Chris Sale on the mound tonight again. If you can get the game in, you feel confident about the Braves being able to at least win this series, if not sweep the Mets, with Chris Sale on the mound tonight and Max Fried set to go on Thursday. But Michael Harris, proving he's the best center fielder in baseball, like Marcell Ozuna told him, what, a season ago? And Marcell Ozuna showing that, you know, he ain't going to win the MVP most likely because of what Shohei's done. But he's one of the best hitters in baseball as well, too. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we're going to let you hear a little bit from Spencer Schwellenbach. We'll let you hear a little bit from some other Atlanta Braves as well. A little bit from Brian Snitker, too. We'll also let you hear a little bit from Kirby Smart. He spoke to the media yesterday as we start to get you ready for Georgia and Alabama as the big sports week / weekend continues, and we'll continue to get you ready for it here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. I'm sorry, I have to briefly interrupt the early morning shout-outs. I did not know Jason Hayward was on the Astros now. He actually made a nice catch out there in the outfield. The only reason I bring it up is because right here in front of me on the TV, made a nice catch in the outfield and hit a home run. Okay, shout-out Jason Hayward. I did not know he was on the Astros. Anywho, back to the shout-out. Shout-out to all my early morning, late-night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout-out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All the front and rear load truck drivers out there. All my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. All my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we're going to let you hear from Brian Snicker and Spencer Schwellenbach as well here. And then we'll talk about the dogs here in a couple of minutes as well. 5:40, we will talk some NFL as well. So that's coming up in about 16 minutes. But let's stick with the Braves as, again, they get a huge, huge, much-needed win over the New York Mets last night. And I was just thinking about this, too. I wonder if the Braves do end up, when this is all said and done, when these next five games, these last five games of the regular season end up getting completed, whether or not they have to jump back into the Mets series starting Monday because of weather, whatever the case may be, when it's all said and done, if this will actually work out better for the Braves, having to play these must-win, play these Game 7-like, playoff-like games, I wonder if this is going to pay more dividends for the Braves and work out better for the Braves than having the division locked up with what? 7 or 10 games to go, or however early they locked up the division last season after running away with it, having to play those simulated type games or whatever they did, like those scrimmages they did last year, trying to stay in rhythm when that obviously didn't look to pay much dividends because the bats went absolutely freezing cold during the postseason last year against the Phillies that we all remember. I wonder if this playing meaningful, more than meaningful, playing win or go home, win or don't make the playoffs type games, I wonder if playing these games will, again, pay more dividends for the Braves because it's keeping them hot, it's keeping them fresh, it's keeping the bats warm, and it'll keep them in a rhythm because if they make the postseason, they'll be straight into it. Like, they might get a day off. Maybe two if they're lucky. Probably not even that. But they're going to go right back into, they're going to go right from playing games that you either win or you don't make the postseason into playoff games where if you don't win, you go home as well. So it seems that paid off for teams like the Diamondbacks last year, which they just got hot, went on a roll, and they made all the way to the World Series. It's paid off for teams like the Phillies when they made it to the World Series a couple of years ago. I wonder if it works out for the Braves if they end up making the postseason. Now, again, Braves got to make it, but if they do, I do wonder if what they're having to do right now will end up helping them down the road. Now, I promise I'm going to let you hear from the Braves in a second, but I do want to bring up before I forget to mention it, Austin Riley's season does appear to be over after he got a CT scan yesterday. It showed that his wrist was just not healing fast enough, and he is not going to be able to be available for the Braves for the rest of the postseason. So, or even if they do make the postseason, he's not going to be available in the postseason, and definitely not for the rest of the regular season. So it does hurt, and it does suck to know that we won't see Austin Riley until next season. But Braves, they've been resilient all year, and they just got to continue to be resilient, and they're going to have to continue to just fight without Austin Riley, unfortunately. But the news does suck, but hopefully they can rally around it and continue to go on a run and hopefully get these next two games in as scheduled and beat up on the Mets. But with that being said, let's let you hear from Spencer Schwellenbach talking about how he knows, all the team knows, this is basically the playoffs for the Braves. This is an extension of the playoffs because you don't win these games, you don't make it to the postseason. So this is the pre-postseason for the Atlanta Braves. And he knows that, and the whole team knows that, and Spencer Schwellenbach talked about that yesterday, as he knows the Braves are playing for their playoff lives, and they're going to continue to play for their lives if they do make it into the postseason. Here's Spencer Schwellenbach.
I mean, the juices were definitely flowing. We got five more games left. Need every single one of them. This is basically the playoffs starting now for us. So we need wins, and that's what we did tonight.
There you have it. He knows. Look, this is what you live for. If you are a professional athlete, you want to be able to play in these type of games. And you heard him say that he's juiced up. The whole team's juiced up. The juices are flowing. And hopefully the Braves can continue to get the job done and make it into the postseason and make a run. But Brian Snicker, he was talking about Schwelly, who was, again, absolutely phenomenal yesterday. If you didn't hear the line, goes seven innings, only gives up three hits, one run, one walk, four strikeouts. The one run he gave up was a home run. So Spencer Schwellenbach was absolutely dominant last night. And Brian Snicker told the media last night after the game that Spencer Schwellenbach, he's becoming one of those guys that just doesn't surprise Brian Snicker anymore.
I mean, he's kind of getting like one of those guys that's not going to surprise me ever. And the situation and how he handles himself. The game doesn't speed up on him. He's probably more pissed that he didn't make a couple of those plays than anything.
The former shortstop, you know, was trying to make a couple of plays in the field, couldn't quite make them. And, you know, like Brian Snicker said, you're probably more mad at the fact that he didn't make those plays instead of all the good pitches and the plays that he did make. But that is the competitor that Spencer Schwellenbach is. Let's go back, actually, to Spencer Schwellenbach, but let's hear him talk about who he believes is the best center field in all of baseball and who I believe is the best center field in all of baseball as well, and that's Money Mike, Michael Harris. Again, three hits, a hit shy of the triple last night, gets a single, double, home run, and makes that great diving catch out in center field to rob Ron Acuna Jr.'s little brother, Luis Angel Acuna. And he is just absolutely on fire right now. And Spencer Schwellenbach and the rest of the team knows it. Here's Schwelle talking about Money Mike.
Yeah, well, one, he's the best center fielder in baseball. I mean, the way that guy goes and catches balls is unbelievable. And he's getting hot at the right time, and we need that. And he's just been playing incredible baseball for us.
He is playing the best baseball right now. And it's the perfect time for him to be hot. It's the perfect time for Matt Olson to be hot, for Marcell Ozuna, who had a big fly yesterday. Perfect time for him to be hot. And look, it's the perfect time for all these Braves to be hot. Ozzy got a hit. Marcell, as I told you, homer. Matt Olson got a hit. Soler has been swinging the bat well. He got a hit. Laureano got a hit. Gio got a hit. Orlando even got a hit. So perfect time for all these guys to be hitting well and get hot. And Brian Snicker knows that if there's any time to get this offense going and get this offense clicking on all cylinders, it's right now.
Yeah, that's good timing. Tell you that. I mean, it's the right time of year to get hot for, there's a few of them that, you know, we've been struggling to score runs, hitting them with the guys on base, and now all of a sudden starting to, I'm just, remind me of Andrew in center field, that play he made.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. That was Andrew Jones-esque what Money Mike was able to do out there in center field. Nice diving catch. Literally, his glove is the only thing that separated the ball and the turf. The ball in the ground when he made that catch. So, again, Braves, hopefully we'll be able to get right back at it tonight and take game two of this important must-have three-game series against the New York Mets. If the game, does get going tonight, again, we are all looking at the weather and we're all putting our weatherman and weatherwomen hats on and hoping that the tropical storm that's headed this way doesn't affect the game tonight, but it very well could. If it does get going, the game, it's going to be Chris Sale going up against David Peterson of the Mets. And both of these guys have been solid this year. Chris Sale, obviously the Cy Young favorite, 18-3, 2.38 ERA, 1.10 WHIP in 177.2 in two-thirds innings pitch. David Peterson, pretty good in his own respect, 9-3. 3.08 ERA, 1.33 WHIP in 114 innings pitched. So we'll see if the game happens and if the Braves can get it done yet again. And actually, if they win tonight, they'll be in a tie. And actually, they'll be ahead of the New York Mets because they are ahead in the season series right now. Coming into last night's game, I should say, the Braves and Mets were tied season series-wise 5-5, and now after the win last night, the Braves actually lead the season series 6-5. So they can win tonight, they win the series, and they'll also have they'll clinch the season series over the Mets as well. So this tonight, just as big, maybe even a little bit bigger than last night's game. Well, I don't know if it's bigger because you really had to have last night's game, and you got that, and tonight's game is big as well. All of them are big at this point, all of them game sevens, basically. So we'll see if they end up getting the game going and if they can get the job done yet again. All right, we don't have that much time to give the Georgia Bulldogs justice, but I will tease it because we will talk about it when we come back. Georgia getting ready for Alabama. Kirby Smart spoke to the media yesterday. How does this team deal with Jalen Milroe? Those design quarterback runs hurt the Dogs last season. How are they getting ready for it this season? Kirby Smart talked about it. We'll let you hear about it next. Here on the other side, about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure my people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, all my local 613 drivers out there and my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. There's a lot of big games happening now. Braves and Mets got their series going last night. Huge series for those two teams. Can decide whether either one of those two teams make the postseason, obviously. Then you have Georgia and Alabama getting ready to go at it on Saturday. And, of course, Falcons and Aints, because it's hate week. Falcons and Aints going down on Sunday right here, by the way, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You already know you can hear that game right here on the flagship station. Excuse me. Right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of your Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. But we'll get to Falcons and Aints. More on that tomorrow. We got to focus on Georgia and Alabama today because Kirby Smart, he spoke to the media yesterday, and One thing that really hurt the Georgia Bulldogs last year, in my opinion, was Jalen Milroe was able to extend plays, and really the design runs he went on last year, to me, really hurt the Dogs. And Kirby Smart talked about preparing for Jalen Milroe. And he talked about really how you can try to simulate it, try to emulate it all you want, try and copy it in practice. But Coach Kirby Smart yesterday talked about how there is no simulation for preparing for a guy like Jalen Milroe. Yeah, like Kirby says, if there was somebody out there, a quarterback who could simulate Jalen Milroe, they'd be in the transfer portal because they would be wanting to play somewhere, and they should be playing somewhere for sure, because there is really nobody like Jalen Milroe to give him respect where respect is due, and that's just what it is. So they'll do their best to try and prepare how they can for Jalen Milroe, but there is no great way to prepare for a guy who has the talent, the arm talent, the speed, the quickness like a Jalen Milroe does. So hopefully they'll be a lot more prepared for the design Jalen Milroe runs, because Kalen DeBoer has been doing that a lot with Milroe this season, more than Saban did it with Milroe last season. And speaking of Kalen DeBoer, the new Alabama head coach, Kirby Smart pulling out all the stops to try and take down Alabama. And he pulls out all the stops to get a win, period. But really pulling out all the stops to try and get a win over Alabama this weekend. He called his assistant coach up in Dan Lanning, who also was there with Kalen DeBoer in Alabama as well. And he tried to get the 4-1-1, tried to get the lowdown on Kalen DeBoer. And he talked about how he called up his former assistant, Dan Lanning. Yeah, so again, nothing new with him calling up Dan Lanning, like I said, but it is something that they do on the regular. And even though you heard Kirby Smart there say, you know, he didn't have much success, still you can get ideas and you can build upon, in Kirby Smart's scenario, maybe in Kirby Smart's case, build upon the ideas you get from Dan Lanning and form a game plan that maybe can be successful against Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide. But obviously a huge game, and I do wonder, and this isn't necessarily even related to Alabama, I do wonder how much Kirby Smart is using the fact that Georgia got put down to number 2 behind Texas. And like, see that they don't think you're that good already. They probably don't think you're going to beat Alabama this week. They don't think you're that good. They put you down to 2. You didn't even lose a game. So I do wonder how much he uses that, because we all know Kirby has his ways to motivate his players. But it is going to be a huge game. I think it's going to be a really good game. Ultimately, I do think it's a game that Georgia will find a way to win, but a lot will be told about just how good I think Carson Beck is. It'll show a lot of how good this defense is. It's going to be a real challenge for the Dogs. And I think, honestly, this will be one of the tests. I don't know if it'll be the biggest test, but it'll be one of the tests, if not the biggest test, on if Georgia is a legit, I mean, we know they're legit contenders, but like just how legit champion contenders Georgia is. I think we'll get an answer to that on Saturday. All right. When we come, we will wrap up and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.